Two attorneys who are used to being on different sides of the courtroom shared a stage last night. Mecklenburg County's first black district attorney, Spencer Merriweather, and Benjamin Crump, a lawyer who has represented families of victims in a number of highly publicized killings of African Americans. The forum was hosted by the Mecklenburg County chapter of the NAACP. There was some disagreement, but the two had several areas of common ground. WFAE's Lisa Wharf was there and joins me now. Lisa, was this a debate?
No, it wasn't. It was billed as a Know Your Rights forum, but the questions from the moderators were more about policy and approach, things like transparency, diversion programs, setting bail amounts. And sure, there was disagreement, but it was pretty cordial between the two lawyers. Among his clients, Crump has represented families of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown. He said many of the DAs he's known are anything but fair, but he seemed impressed by Merriweather.
Normally, the DA isn't out front like this, so you all should give him a big round of applause for coming out here trying to be very transparent.
And Merriweather basically said this is the time he can talk when a big case isn't pending. Otherwise, his duty is to make the strongest possible court case. And he said that includes arguing against releasing police video before a decision to charge or before trial.
Well, Lisa, what made this discussion so intriguing?
Well, some of the things the two agreed on and how that's impacted their view of the criminal justice system. For example, both had concerns about how the court system treats poor people of color. Here's Crump.
This whole thing about marijuana and, you know, even the crack epidemic that they criminalized all these black and brown people on, and now we have these opioids and they have made it a medical issue. I mean, they continue to get the benefit of consideration and doubt over and over again. So I think we got to push back on that.
To which Merriweather replied this.
I think that it's entirely right that prosecutors across the country and yours in Mecklenburg County also recognizes that the way that we approach drug prosecution in this, you know, in our jurisdiction is needs some rebooting.
He went on to say that drug cases in general need to be addressed for the health problem they are, and people shouldn't be prosecuted merely for being sick, as he said.
What other concerns do these two men share?
Well, concerns about the bail system. Merriweather says that cash bails increase the likelihood of inequities in the court system. He spoke about getting rid of them, which is something New Jersey just started doing recently. That's also spurred a bunch of lawsuits. Crump said bails serve a purpose, but too often courts set bails that are unreasonably high for nonviolent offenders.
Lisa, anything in particular that was said that seemed to resonate with the audience?
Certainly when the topic of accountability came up, Crump called on people to do their part in the criminal justice system.
The DA got to do their job and prove guilt beyond and to the exclusion of every reasonable doubt. And then we have to do our job. When they keep sentencing our children to jail versus other people, we got to get out and vote.
And
we
got to
get out and vote. And also,
and he added, African Americans need to show up to jury duty. Merriweather said the rules of professional conduct hold prosecutors accountable. So, for example, if he found himself in this situation
where I'm doing anything less than pursuing justice, and I'm presented with exculpatory evidence and don't turn that over. If I'm presented with exculpatory evidence and don't find a reason to dismiss that case and proceed anyway, I've done something unethical and ought to be stripped of my license. I could also go to prison.
Lisa, there was a lot being exchanged there. What did the audience make of this forum?
Well, the idea of trust and accountability stuck with few people. Afterward, Ben Robinson said training certainly plays a role, but ultimately it comes down to holding officers and the system accountable.
That's the only way you are going to get rid of police brutality and all of this unnecessary killing by law enforcement. You got to throw them in jail.
And I also spoke to a UNC Charlotte student, and she said Merriweather convinced her to pursue a job with the DA's office and change the system that way.
That's WFAE's Lisa Wharf. Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.